Welcome to Yongnak Church of LA with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Yongnak families. My name is Jessica Wan, and I am serving our Yongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your Word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Let the Holy Spirit reside in us so that we may be able to listen to your words, remember your words, and obey your words. Please come and touch us and heal us as we share the book of 1 Kings at this time. We want to be restored by you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up the book of 1 Kings chapter 22. I am reading from the HCSB version. 1 Kings chapter 22 is on page 367 in my Bible. Chapter 22 is the last chapter of book of 1 Kings. Let's read from verses 13 through 17. I will read for us. The messenger who went to call Micaiah instructed him, "Look, the words of the prophets are unanimously favorable for the king. So let your words be like theirs and speak favorably." But Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, I will say whatever the Lord says to me." So he went to the king, and the king asked him, "Micaiah, should we go to Ramoth Gilead for war, or should we refrain?" Micaiah told him, "March up and succeed. Yahweh will hand it over to the king." But the king said to him, "How many times must I make you swear not to tell anything but the truth in the name of Yahweh?" So Micaiah said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the hills like sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, 'They have no master. Let everyone return home in peace.'" Amen. In 1 Kings chapter 22, the king of Judah and king of Israel meet. The king of Judah is Jehoshaphat, and the king of Israel is Ahab. They wanted to become an alliance and go to a war against the Aram. King Ahab of Israel asked King Jehoshaphat of Judah to join. King Jehoshaphat wanted to ask for the will of the Lord. And the king Ahab of Israel gathered the prophets, about 400 men. They all said the king should go for the war. But the king Jehoshaphat wanted to confirm again. And finally, the prophet Micaiah was brought. The prophet Micaiah prophesied in front of the kings. When the king Ahab of Israel heard the prophecy, he said, "Didn't I tell you he never prophesies good about me, but only disaster?" King Ahab was probably angry that this prophet Micaiah did not wish well for his plan for the battle. Micaiah continued to deliver the message, and one of the 400 prophets got mad at him for saying a different message. Prophet Micaiah even was hit on the face. But he continues to tell the truth. The king Ahab of Israel ordered to put Prophet Micaiah in prison and give him hardship. As I read this passage, I felt the struggle of King Jehoshaphat. He did not want to go to a battle, but he did not want to ruin the relationship with King Ahab. As we have learned that King Ahab did many evil things, King Jehoshaphat probably was in a very difficult position to make a decision. You have a feeling that it is not right, but you don't want to be the bad guy to say the truth or break the relationship. And you put yourself in trouble. You did not think it was a critical moment, but it ended up risking your life. We really need discernment. And also the struggle of Prophet Micaiah, that he had to deliver the truth in spite of only one voice against 400 prophets. Sometimes when you stand up for Jesus, you face hardship. There is temptation The messenger says, everyone said yes, so why don't you say yes too? You want comfort. You want an easy way out. It is not easy to go against the popular and multitude and speak for God. But we must continue to tell the truth. We can do this not by our own might, but by the help of the Spirit of God. God is with us, and He takes care of us. The kings did not obey the message from God and went out to battle. The king Jehoshaphat went out even after hearing God's message, and he risked his life. The result was just like how God said. The king Ahab of Israel died, and the rest of the men went to his own place. The kings verse 37 and 38 on page 368 says that, so the king died and was brought to Samaria. They buried the king in Samaria. Then someone washed the chariot at the pool of Samaria. The dogs licked up his blood and the prostitute bathed in it, according to the word of the Lord that he had spoken. What does it mean that according to the word of the Lord that he had spoken? Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 17 through 19 on page 366. I will read for us. Verse 17 starts like this. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite. Get up and go to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who is in Samaria. You'll find him in Naboth's vineyard, where he has gone to take possession of it. Tell him, this is what the Lord says. Have you murdered and also taken possession? Then tell him, this is what the Lord says. In the place where the dogs licked Naboth's blood, the dogs will also lick your blood. Isn't it amazing how God's word all came true? God watches over us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He doesn't sleep. He loves us and He knows everything. Then how should we live our lives? Let's repent and turn back to our God. He will forgive us wherever we are, in whatever situation that we're in. Just trust in Jesus' blood. He will wash away everything. He will gently heal our hearts and souls. He will fill us with His Spirit and strengthen us. He will use us and be glorified through us. Let's turn back to God. Let's abide in Jesus. Hope to see all of you in the Hall of Faith. Amen. Amen. Let's pray, everyone. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us about your word. Lord, please forgive our sins. Wash it away with the blood of Jesus. Please help us to repent and turn away from the sins of King Ahab. Lord, Holy Spirit, please touch us and heal us. Let us be more discerning of your spirit and protect us from a lying spirit. Lord, prepare us to stand up for you and speak the truth of the gospel. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.